Good morning. This is Jim Groom on DS 106 Radio. Today is a little bit of a redemption for the botched vinyl cast, DS 106 Radio, DS 106 TV cross cast that did not go so well yesterday. In fact, it went terrible. But I'm back because hope springs eternal in the human breast and on the DS 106 radio. Today's Friday, May 8th, in the year of our Lord 2020. It is slightly hazy, but blue skies are looming. It's phase two of the lockdown here in Trento, Italia, in the region of Trentino, an Alp region noted for its beauty and UNESCO site of the Dolomiti Mountains. That's right. Coming to you live from the mountains of northern Italy on DS 106 here in Bella Europa. Now, that's meaningful today because today's broadcast is centered around a European band, a German band to be specific, and a band that put out an album in 1977 that the LA Times has said in 2014 is the single most significant album of the last 40 years. Wow. How about that for praise? So I guess this is an important album. And the album is Trans Europe Express. And I'll give you some details around it. And part of this is, well, not part of this. I would say all of it is really inspired by the recent passing of Florian Schneider. Who produced this album, who's a co-founder of Kraftwerk and an extremely influential figure. And so I figured, hey, you know what? I've got a radio station. I've got a record player. I recently bought Trans Europe Express, the original, from a record store down in Milan. And I said, you know what? It's a perfect time to spin it. Now, I tried to spin it yesterday, but I was also trying to do a TV cast, and I think my computer was telling me no, but that's all right, because I have a new one coming. But anyway, that's that. So this is the sixth studio album. It was produced in Dusseldorf. I think for a lot of people, it suggested like a kind of a, how would you say it, like a locking in of these sequence rhythms, certain amount of minimalism, and they had met with David Bowie and Iggy Pop before producing this one, and supposedly they influenced the lyrics. So it's interesting that Bowie and Iggy Pop working together or influencing Kraftwerk, which shouldn't be that surprising, but it's just funny how small that world is in some ways. And this is obviously they've been moving away from their kind of krautrock early stuff. One of the things I found interesting reading the Wikipedia page was this album also introduced an important piece of new equipment, which was called the Synthanorama. It's almost like Synthanorama sequencer, a customized 32-step, 16-channel analog sequencer, which was made for the band by Matten and Vickers, which is so cool because, you know, obviously the electronic music, the synthesizers, they were, you know, extremely influential in that whole kind of like, I don't know what you call it, like field of music. But they really experimented with this on actually the first song you'll hear, Europe Endless, and then Franz Schubert and Endless Endless. And it says here that it liberated the player from the chore of playing repetitive keyboard patterns. So this idea of electronic looping of the music as really influential as this band. The Showroom Dummies is another great album off this, not to mention Trans Europe Express, which has a really important sample that would actually be picked up and kind of, you know, almost, I would say, foundational to hip-hop and the birth of that movement, which is a really interesting cross-pollination of the electronic music and hip-hop. And I do think it points to the importance of this album and of this band. And I think that's cool. One of the things I did not know, which I read up on before doing this broadcast, is that in the 70s, the album influenced Joy Division so much so that Ian Curtis insisted everyone listen to this album every time they went on stage. So before every time they played, they would listen to Trans Europe Express. And that's really interesting, given obviously the import of Joy Division, but then after that, New Order and their move to synth. And, you know, I think you can see in, you know, the ensuing years just how important albums like this were for the shape of music to come. And there's a lot more that a lot more intelligent people could say about this album, but I am interested in this kind of, you know, claim of it being the most important album of the last 40 years. I mean, I'm sure there's arguments to be had, but it's provocative in that idea. And it's, you know, it's worth kind of, you know, marking the passing of one of the figures in this. I mean, Easegill, Nigel Robertson, who's on this radio station fairly often, and if you're listening, hi Nigel, he does a really good job of celebrating artists who he loves who've passed. I'm not as smart and as wide-ranging as him in his musical knowledge, and that's why I listen to him, so I learn. But Kraftwerk is a band that I've been listening to for a while, and it's strange to think of the legacy and to think of the things they've done. And just, the thing I love about Kraftwerk, I mean, there's many, and I think my favorite album is Computer World, but I also love this, and just even the cover of this album, which is really trippy, like this whole sense of their performative sensibility and the way in which they would dress up on stage, and like, you know, people like, you know, who's Daft Punk, just how like crucial, like just even their stage presence and this idea of this, you know, syncopated, automated, and they would have the neon signs with their names on it and just trippy. Brian Lamb published a audiophile video of their first ever show that was recorded. And he put that on his blog, Abject, which is Abject Learning, which is abject.ca. And so if you search there for Kraftwerk, and maybe I'll put it on Twitter, you get a really early sense of them. And I don't know. So here's side one of the 1977, I think it's fair to say, classic, Trans Europe Express. And you're listening to it on the classic, I think that's fair to say, DS106 Radio, where if there's one listener, that's one too many. Enjoy it. This is Endless Europe, and I am coming to you live from one end of that Endless Europe to another, hopefully. This is for you, Europe. May you live on in infamy. DS106 Radio. Uvi for life. Ooh. Thank you.
Thank you. Stepped into the Hall of Mirrors, where he discovered a reflection of himself. Even the greatest stars discover themselves in the looking glass. Even the greatest stars discover themselves in the looking glass. Sometimes he saw his real face, and sometimes a stranger at his place. Even the greatest stars find their face in the looking glass. Even the greatest stars find their face in the looking glass. Suddenly, the picture was distorted. Even the greatest stars dislike themselves in the looking glass. Even the greatest stars dislike themselves in the looking glass. He made up the person he wanted to be and changed into a new personality. Even the greatest stars change themselves in the looking glass. Even the greatest stars change themselves in the looking glass. The artist is living in the mirror with the echoes of himself. Even the greatest stars live their lives in the looking glass. Even the greatest stars live their lives in the looking glass. In the looking glass, even the greatest stars fix their face in the looking glass.
Dummies.
going to a club, and there we start to dance. We are showroom dummies. We are showroom dummies.
Listening to DS106 Radio with a vinyl cast, because some of us actually talk on the radio. And this is Trans Europe Express 1977, in honor of the recently passed Florian Schneider, who was a co-founder of Kraftwerk. And I'm reading up on him during the first side of the record, which featured some good songs. Endless Europe, Hall of Mirrors, and that last one, which is a classic, Showroom Dummies. And, you know, you can really hear, obviously, the synthesizers, but that minimalism and the repetition and the kind of formation of a sound. And a very influential sound. On side two, we're going to start with Trans Europe Express, the title song. And I referenced it in the introduction, but I'm never very exact, so it's always good to read. But it actually, Trans Europe Express was sampled in 1982 by Afrika Bambaataa and the Soul Sonic Force. And it was one of the earliest hip-hop hits. And it was also the time where Computer World was proving really influential in the techno music scene in Chicago and Detroit. So it's interesting, again, I also mentioned Bowie and Iggy Pop during their time in Berlin, being influenced by the band. And maybe even having, there's a sense that Iggy Pop and Schneider once went shopping for asparagus, according to The Guardian. I would have liked to have been along for that ride. And then Bowie named a track, kind of a redone track of Heroes, called V2 Schneider. And I think it's a tribute to this guy. So it's interesting. You know, kind of a big deal. But both him and Hütter, who's the other co-founder, Ralf Hütter, are kind of like mysterious figures. They didn't give many interviews. You know, Hütter's Wikipedia page is strange. Like, he was a big cyclist fan. And I guess he got in a really bad accident in 82 and went into a coma. And reportedly, and he says this isn't true, so maybe I shouldn't report it, but reportedly, when he came out of the coma, the first thing he said is, "Where's my bike?" Which is interesting. I don't know if it's true. But They had a big, their big single in the UK was The Model. 1982 became a number one hit, I believe. Or it was pretty high. I'd have to fact check the number one. But he left the band or stopped performing with the band in 2008 or as early as 2006, but left it officially in 2008. And, you know, he had a pretty good run, though. They formed it in like 1970, you know, so a 38-year run, right? It's longer than most marriages, not to mention bands. But wow. So anyway, you're listening to Jim Groom. This is a little tribute to Kraftwerk. This vinyl, actually, that I'm playing, I bought last year in Milan at a little record store in Milan. Milan has a lot of good record stores. And I've been to only a couple. There's more. So when this whole thing, when we're able to travel again, I think Antonella and I are going to go down to Milan. And part of it is get some vinyl, because my vinyl casts are hopping. Maybe I'll get some more Kraftwerk vinyl, because I also have Radioactivity. I have three records by them. I have Computer World, which I already played. I have this one, Trans-Europe Express. And then I also have Radioactivity. And, you know, worth noting that this album came right after Radioactivity, which a lot of people think Radioactivity was the beginning of this minimalism, and then it's in Trans-Europe Express that they really like fine-tuned it. And then Computer World, in my mind, is the greatest expression of it, you know, for me. Anyway, what the hell do I know? I'm just a DJ on a radio that no one listens to. So anyway, this is side two of Trans-Europe Express, side B. There's going to be four songs. You're going to hear first Trans-Europe Express, and then you're going to hear Metal on Metal. Then you're going to hear Franz Schubert, for those highbrow classical folks out there. And then we're going to end, of course, with Endless Endless on the Endless DS-106 radio. I think we might even have listeners in Oceania. Pain in the ass listeners, but listeners nonetheless. You are listening to Trans-Europe Express by the ever-influential Kraftwerk on the inimitable DS-106 radio. For life! We'll be right back.
and Champs-Élysées, leave Paris in the morning with TEE. Trans Europe Express. Trans Europe Express. Trans Europe Express. Trans Europe Express. We'll be right back. Express. France, Europe 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 Express.
Thank you.
Endless. There we go. DS106 Radio. That was Kraftwerk's Trans-Europe Express. And you listen to it live on DS106 Radio. Now, the band wasn't performing in my office live. Let's be clear about that. It was live streamed from vinyl to you via the radio. Couple of things here. The vinyl I have, I have two versions. One in the U.S. that has the color photo on Trans-Europe Express, and the one I got here in Europe has the black and white. I can't find the differences, but I'll have to look into that in terms of if there are any between the U.S. and the European. Sometimes they're very different, as I found with the Yaz album, or Yazoo, depending on where you are. But that was a kind of a dedication to the great Kraftwerk and Florian Schneider, who passed recently. Now, I went and found the Africa Bambaataa song that samples this. And I'm going to play that right now on the DS106 radio. So let me make sure my levels. How are my levels? How are my levels? Come on, Nigel. I know you're listening. And I'm going to hand over the radio in for a seamless handover. This song, Planet Rock, is 6 minutes and 22 seconds, which puts us right around 10:35 a.m. So, Nigel, if you're interested, you can take over the stream. If not, it can go back. But I'll play Africa Bambaataa's Planet Rock, and then I'll let the stream go because I got some work to do this morning. If you've been listening, thank you for listening. I don't know if you're out there, Lauren, but if so, hey, got your email. That's one of the things I got to address. And anyone else who might be tuning into the mighty, mighty DS106 radio, thank you for listening. I'm going to play out here with Africa Bambaataa and 1982 Planet Rock. And then it's over to you. On the DS106 radio, which, as they say, is for life. Here we go. Put this up a little bit. Watch your ears, because hopefully this might be. Let me turn it down a bit and see.
Party people, ready? Party people, can y'all get funky? So silent folks, can y'all get funky? The Zulu Nation, can yo get funky? Yeah, just hit me. Just taste the funk and hit me. Just get on down and hit me. That bata's getting so fucking hot, hit me. Yeah, just hit me.
It's time to chase your dreams about the seats. Make your body sway. Socialize. Get down. Let your soul. hot with nature's children dance.
And set a chance on this mother earth,
which is our rock. The time has come, it was for soul, to show you really got soul.
Are you ready?
Hump, hump, bump, get bump, now let's go. House.
Then you lift your body.
You got the body.
Rock and pop. Bouncing house.
And everybody just rock it, don't stop it. You gotta rock it, don't stop. Keep ticking and talking, working all around the clock. Everybody keep rocking and clocking and shocking and rocking.
Go house.
Everybody say rocking, don't stop it.
Don't stop it.